I'm simply St. Louis County.
Well, and you a trailblazer, right, from the St. Louis area, the first African-American female to play professionally, and you played all over the all over the planet, basically, and then also want to talk a little bit about your business, but talk a little bit about your playing career and how you that helped you maybe get into your own wellness company and all the other things that you're doing with that.
It's just discipline. I love athletics as a whole, but I love tennis. So with tennis, I simply, I took that, the discipline from tennis. It's a sport that it's an individual sport, so you kind of have to be mature. You have to be disciplined. You have to be able to gel with everybody from every facet, every aspect, whether young or old. And you got to kind of want to play the game. It doesn't work unless you want to play the game. So some people are kind of forced to play the game. I've been blessed to have parents that threw me in many different areas, both academic and athletic. So tennis was my passion. I played throughout my youth. I played through college, and again, I went to the tour just to say, hey, this is something I want to do. So I competed against many other great, great players, wonderful players from all over the world, as you stated. Just getting my foot out there. This is what I wanted to do. This is something I wanted to try. So with tennis, it's a little bit non-traditional than the normal sports, whether it's basketball, football, et cetera. It's not a team sport. It's not one of those that you get a huge stipend on the front end. It's one of those you have to play to continue to play. So I played for a few years, and I loved it. So now I brought it back to others that kind of want to pursue their passions, or, if they don't want to pursue their passions as far as the professional level, if they want to do it here on the local level, I help them to do that. Just kind of sharing my story with others, the health, the mental health, obviously super important. Physical health is obviously super important. And those who are wanting to be part of the spiritual world, kind of sharing that with them, just an all around taking care of yourself, the whole person, in order to benefit tremendously from what you love. So that's what I do now.
University Showcase from the Goggin Coat Hall Studios. Our guest, TSU men's and women's tennis coach Lola Oradugba. Lola, you referenced your assistant coach. I guess a new hire there, right? Quentin Argent. I saw he played in Missouri Baptist and graduated from there. But just talk about the addition. Also, he's from Australia. So just talk about bringing him on board.
Quentin, he's absolutely awesome. He's young. He's another that knows the game of tennis like myself. His vision aligns with mine. Simply, he loves the game. He's disciplined, and he has everything we need as far as knowing how to play, looking at the players, helping out with, of course, looking at the recruits we want to bring on, and he wants to bring a title to the school as well. So he played in at the collegiate level in Missouri Baptist. It's a school in St. Louis. He's taught very, very high level high school players, and then those who have gone on to the tour level. So he knows how to assist those whenever there's a goal and they have one. He's been able to help catapult them to whatever the goal may be. So he's a fresh face. Yes, he is Australian, so he's an international player, which is a great thing. More than half of our team is international, so he fits right in. The team has accepted him really, really great. So he's been on about 2 weeks now, so I'm happy to have him. He'll be in his first D1 collegiate game today, so he'll be able to be a coach there. I'm happy to have him. I pretty much, this next couple weeks, I'm letting him kind of see how the players operate, to see a fresh face. I've seen it. We shared our comments prior to coming. He's done his research on them. Now he gets to see them hands-on. So it's a great thing. Our administration has brought him in with me. They like him. The kids like him. I love him. So it's a great thing.
That's three things that count, especially yours.
Oh, yeah. You got to have people that your team is everything. Communication, yeah. If you bond well, there's endless possibilities. So it's a good thing.
Well, and one last question. Where do the you just mentioned, obviously, the international component of both the men's and women's teams. Do they find you? Do you find them? Or is it where does that come? Because I doubt if your recruiting budget sends you to Spain and Serbia and Greece and Peru, although that wouldn't be bad trips. Where do they come from?
They come from everywhere, exactly where. So they're home fronts. There's a few that I'm looking at that may have, they come from academies. There's a few that come from academies in Florida, but our actual team has all come from their native country. So as you stated, the budget doesn't allow for now, but that's changing here, hopefully, very, very soon. And just looking at every effort to put us in the best position. So going to those countries is key. Obviously, it gets expensive. But if you plan accordingly, it can happen. So you look at videos. I look at videos every single day, all day. So I get videos. I look at, there's UTR, which is the Universal Tennis Rating. It doesn't mean everything, but it's a good, it's an honest stamp to say, hey, this is where the level of the player is that you want is coming from. So you kind of go by that as a base. But then you also look at the video. You look at a competition video. You look at a practice video. It has to be current, obviously. And then you start connecting with them. So whether it's their recruiting agency, whether it's the future prospects themselves, their family, whatever the case may be, you kind of connect with them. Obviously, the budget and things come later, but you look at the testing, you look at the grades. But the first and foremost, the introduction usually comes with an email to me saying, hey, coach, this is what I want to do. This is where I am. I look at their rankings. I look at their videos. And then I collaborate and correspond from there. So
wow.
It's a lot, but it's something that is done every single day.
Lola Oradugba has been our guest, the men's tennis team. She's coach of both the men and the women. The men this afternoon at Appalachian State in town, rather, and then tomorrow morning the women open against Campbell. Thank you, Lola. We appreciate the visit. We'll be reporting on all your results all spring long. Good luck this season.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Greg, for your time this morning, and have a great rest of the weekend.
All right, thank you, Lola Oradugba. Just a unique story all the way around. Played all over the country as a pro and all over the world as a pro, and now back to her alma mater. We'll take a break. University Showcase coming up next. Well, Trevecca is on the clock.